क्या पॉडकास्ट सिर्फ बड़ों के लिए होते हैं? बिल्कुल नहीं। मिलिए इंडिया के सबसे बड़े बच्चों के ऑडियो नेटवर्क चाइम्स से। यहाँ आपको मिलेंगी अकबर, बीरबल और तेनाली राम जैसी मजेदार कहानियाँ, विजर्ड ऑफ डार्जिलिंग और पिनोकियो जैसी ऑडियो बुक्स, लिटिल एक्सप्लोरर्स और कभी सोचा है जैसे साइंस पॉडकास्ट्स। आज ही डाउनलोड करें चाइम्स पॉडकास्ट ऐप एप्पल या गूगल प्ले स्टोर से।
Mothers do teach their children about this world. Teach them confidence. Teach them to believe in themselves. But what do kids do for mothers? Kids make their mothers really powerful. The love of kids gives them strength, gives them a feeling of protectiveness that they have to take care of this little child. Thus, kids change the woman, the mother, in a person who believes in herself and stands for her. This is Manika and we are here with our new series, Real Moms, Real Stories, in association with the Champa Tree. And today, we have a mother who took that leap of faith and started something which did have some risk in terms of professional stability, but it came straight from her heart and has come to a position where she touches lives with the help of her creativity and grace. We have Anupama Dalmia with us. Hey Anupama, welcome to Chimes Radio.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It is my honor and pleasure to have a chat with you today.
So do I. It's really a pleasure talking to you. Anupama, how has motherhood changed you as a person?
Motherhood has changed me in a lot of ways, and I think it happens for every parent. And why wouldn't it? Because it is such a huge change in your life. Suddenly you have this little tiny tot in your arms and you know your world entirely changes. So definitely it has changed me, like it has changed every parent, I'm sure. But you know, I think apart from the fact that it made me realize how resilient I am, or how strong I am from within, how much I can take, more than that, I think motherhood has changed me for the good when it comes to my own nature. Because earlier I was a very non-confrontational kind of a person, where I would, gulp down things. I would always think that, okay, even if, you know, I'm being wronged, just keep your mouth shut. So I was that kind of a person, and I think that has changed immensely, because I don't want my daughter to learn that from me. Because, you know, invariably they do learn by example more than what we tell them. So I think on the contrary to the general notion that you become more sacrificing when you become a mother, for me it has become more about actually learning to be myself, to think about myself, because that's what I want my daughter also to learn. And I think that is a beautiful change that has come within me as a mother. Now I look at everything from the motherhood lens, and it gives a completely new perspective of the world around you. You start thinking a lot more, because you know it's a huge responsibility. So yes, I am a different person, and I love the person that I have become over the years as a mother. And I think motherhood is actually something, you know, it's an ongoing process. So I'm sure that change and that learning experience has not come to an end yet, and it is only going to keep continuing till my child grows up, and maybe even beyond that.
Definitely, the kind of learning changes with the age of the child, but learnings keep happening throughout the life. Now let's talk about something that really intrigues me. Anupama, what made you do this major shift in vocation from being an engineer to foraying in the creative fields?
The shift in vocation from being an engineer to foraying in the creative fields actually happened very naturally for me, because that is what I am in essence. I have always been a creatively inclined person, be it writing, dancing, or a whole lot of other creative pursuits. It's just that those times were different. So though my parents have been extremely supportive in my career, they were also practical, and that time they felt that, you know, there's not much scope in terms of building a career in the creative fields, and there was no reliability. So they told me that, look, you get a stable job for yourself, become financially independent, and then you do whatever you want to do. So that's what I did. So I did my computer engineering, and then I went on to do my MBA in systems and finance, and I landed upon a job through campus placements at my dream company, Infosys. I was actually having a great time at Infosys. It's not that I was frustrated with my job. I was learning, I was growing, I was enjoying the work I was doing. But at the same time, you know, there was this feeling of void within me. I remember it was August 2011 when we were in Australia on a project, and I had just returned from Melbourne from a huge event where I had represented my unit and I was getting appreciated by the top management. I knew that maybe I would even get a promotion, but I did not feel that kind of excitement, and I think that is when I started introspecting. And I was also not well, and I just kept thinking when I was resting, and you know, the whole light bulb moment hota na. So I just had that light bulb moment, I think, where I felt that no, yeah, this is not what I really want to do. And I just went and told my husband that I think I want to resign and pursue something else, you know, something which I am really passionate about. He was really supportive. Immediately he said that, you know, don't worry about the finances. I'm there, you know, to take care of home with respect to the finances. So you do what you want to do. Of course, that decision was met with mixed reactions from people. But I did what I had to do. And that's how it started. And slowly, you know, so I started with, of course, becoming a choreographer and teaching dance. And then slowly it was my husband actually who pushed me into writing professionally, because he saw that talent in me. I remember after the birth of my daughter, I had written a poem for her on our first Mother's Day. And that's when he said that, no, I think you must pursue writing professionally. And he was the one who actually created my blog as well, anupamadalmia.com. So that's how it all just happened. And I'm really glad I took that decision, because today I'm extremely happy with the way things have turned out in this alternate career path. It has not been easy, but it has been extremely fulfilling.
Yes, that's what, extremely fulfilling and satisfying. And therefore, it is completely worth it. Anupama, there are many women who in the same way like you wish to leave their stagnant jobs and explore the field of their choice. What would you advise to such women, such mothers?
You know, I think it is not in my place to give an advice to women, because I still am learning. And you know, I feel that everyone eventually does learn along the way. But at the same time, based on my experience, there are just a few things I would probably tell the women who want to leave their jobs to explore some other field, or you know, something they're passionate about. The first thing I would say is that please don't pay heed to what the people are saying, you know, because I think even in my case, those who felt that I took a foolish decision today say that they're very proud of me when they see any of my achievements. So, you know, people change their opinions according to the situation, and so they shouldn't be any in any way, they shouldn't be the determining factor for you. Like, you know, your decisions should be driven from within, what you really want, what you really are. Secondly, I would say that have patience and learn. You know, so when you're changing gears, it is very important that you spend that kind of time and effort to learn. Things won't happen instantly. You have to take it a day at a time. You have to plan stepwise. So, you know, it is very important to stay put, to realize that yes, this is something I'm doing from scratch, so it is of course going to be difficult, but yes, I'm going to spend my time to learn the tropes of the industry that, you know, I'm getting into. And also I think it is very important to be very practical. So of course, while you must do all that it takes to make it work, at the same time, you know, this is what even I did. It is also important to think that, yeah, it is possible things may not work out the way I want them to, and it's absolutely okay. You need to then think of another plan and, you know, take a U-turn there. So this approach is important. And lastly, I would say that, you know, derive strength from those who really love you and encourage you. So what happens is, if there is a section which is not supportive, it could even be your family also, because I do know there are many women who don't get that kind of support from family the way I got. So whichever, you know, it is, it could be family, friends or other people, if there is a section which is not supportive, you know, the naysayers, there will also be people who will be extremely supportive, who will understand you, your creativity, and they will egg you on. So derive your strength from, you know, that sisterhood, from that circle, because I think at the end of the day, the positive people around us, the ones who truly understand what we are, I think it is very important, you know, that we should be focusing on them instead of, you know, the ones who are probably trying to pull us down or trying to be negative.
Yes. So have the company of people who are full of positivity, who accept you the way you are, rather than the ones who have apprehensions towards you. Now at this point, let me tell you something more about Anupma. Anupma Dalmia, a mother, a talented person who has various creative pursuits. She is a writer, a social influencer, a serial entrepreneur with not one, not two, but three ventures of her own. She is also a creative writing mentor and a choreographer. Anupma, tell us, how do you manage all this alongside being an amazing mother to the little daughter of yours?
You know, actually, I get asked this question often, and in fact, even when I meet a friend after years, this is the first thing they ask me, that, you know, how do you manage so many things? And it is understandable, because I think as a third person, probably even I would wonder that, you know, how am I managing so much? To be very honest, the first thing, of course, which helps is the passion that I have for each of the things that I'm doing. I feel very strongly about all of it, and I think that helps me to be self-driven. The second most important thing, which I feel is something I wish actually that all women are able to embrace, is themselves without the motherhood guilt. I think for me, the day I let go of my motherhood guilt, motherhood became so much more beautiful and it became so much more easier. You know, our society puts mothers on a pedestal, and we expect mothers to be the sacrificing women who will just leave everything, her own self, for the sake of children. No, I don't know why we want to, you know, put mothers on this pedestal, which is so harmful for them as humans. Kids don't need superwomen, according to me. Kids don't need mothers who are sacrificing. They just need mothers who love them, who can spend time with them, give them moments to cherish, guide them through life. And I think I'm doing that with my daughter, even if I'm not giving her 24 hours in a day. So that prioritization is very important, and you yourself have to be there somewhere in that priority. So I think that has helped me a lot in this journey. So, and my daughter also knows that for mama, I'm priority, but then her work is also very important. And she, in fact, is so encouraging towards my work. Of course, it was a bit challenging initially when she would demand more of my time. But as she's growing, she's understanding. And trust me, kids would always be supportive. It's we who think that, oh my God, am I making a mistake by probably, you know, making Maggie one day maybe for dinner if I'm busy at work? Or am I not a good mother because I've not cleaned the wardrobe a certain day? So this prioritization is key, and sticking by those priorities with confidence is important. So that is, I think, how I've made it happen for myself. And I think it is not just the mothers who need to do this, but I think as a society, we all have to change our mindset towards mothers and create an ecosystem in which they can do something for themselves also, what they are, because we are much more than just being mothers.
That's absolutely right, Anupma. So hoping that, yes, all women get their priorities right. Yes, the kids are most important, but they have an individuality too. Now that we are talking about kids are fun. Working with them on different things, creative fields, expressive fields, is an amazing experience altogether. So there's one venture that Anupma has which works towards this particular aspect of kids. Anupma, tell us about your venture Beyond the Box.
Beyond the Box is something I think about which, if I talk about it, I could just go on and on. It is the venture which is closest to my heart out of all that I'm doing. Through Beyond the Box, my vision is to raise children who own their expression, who are critical thinkers, and who can perceive the world around them with empathy and sensitivity. Through the medium of creative writing and literature, through unconventional methodologies and a holistic approach, this is what I aim to achieve, because I truly feel that the way we raise the next generation is going to pave the way for a much, much better world in the future. So, you know, I realized that kids often don't get a space to freely express their thoughts, because even in school or even otherwise, often we are always just telling them things that, okay, you know, this is how you should think, this is how you should be writing, this is how you should probably be expressing a certain thing. But there is so much within them which is theirs. And I feel that, you know, there's no environment where this can flourish, and that is what we provide at Beyond the Box, a completely uninhibited, non-judgmental space where kids can actually express what they feel without any fear, without any worry of how they are going to be perceived.
And how has been the effect on the participants, the kids who have been a part of this venture of yours?
You know what? I mean, I think today it's been quite a while that I've been doing this, and I see so much of change in some of the kids who've been coming to me for quite a while now. And I just feel so satisfied to see that it's not just about, you know, the writing skills of children. As I said, it is about their overall development, and I see that yes, today they are asking questions, they are thinking about the world around them. They don't shy away from, you know, even realizing that somewhere they could be wrong. They have become so much more open to learn. I learn so much from them, and they enjoy the process of writing. I think that is what is most important for me, because that's the tagline of Beyond the Box as well, unboxing the joy of writing. So for me, this is all that is Beyond the Box. And kids, I feel they are so imaginative. I mean, I often say that the imagination of kids starts where the imagination of adults ends. So it's not that we can inculcate the imagination in them. They already have it. So we are just being the guide. We are giving them informed guidance. We are just giving fuel to their imagination. And I'm really happy that today I'm succeeding in what I set out to do as a part of Beyond the Box.
Yes, that's true. When you do something where kids are involved and it becomes a success, obviously, it is something which is very satisfying. Moving ahead and talking about the present scenario, the standstill that we have probably never had in the past in our lifetime. Anupma, we mean the pandemic, because of which the schools are functioning online and many things are happening online for kids. So during this time, how does involving them in creative fields help?
Oh, during the pandemic, I had huge demand for doing a lot of batches and workshops on creative writing. And I realized that this helps the kids so much. Because, you know, they have been severely impacted, their lives have changed, they don't even complain much. I feel that, you know, they've just taken to it as well as they could. But it is such a huge change for them. So when they indulge in creative pursuits like this, I think it is very healing, it is very therapeutic. They get a constructive vent for all the emotions that they are going through. And this is what kids did. So, you know, when they keep doing things like these, or when they're engaged in some kind of creative activity that they are passionate about, it helps so much to cope. And in fact, you know, not just the pandemic, in general, if you go and ask even the professional therapists, often creative activities and even creative writing is suggested and recommended by them to cope with a certain adversity. I mean, they just become themselves, they connect to themselves. And I think connecting to one's own inner emotions is a very important part of your overall emotional well-being.
Yes, and we absolutely agree with you. And what advice would you like to give the parents in the present situation?
So I do empathize with the situation of parents as well. It is extremely difficult. But I think one advice that I would definitely give them is to realize that, you know, kids are so much more affected than us, I feel. And maybe understanding them a little more, being a little more patient with them would help, because I know it's difficult. As I said, I'm a parent myself, but they need that extra patience from us during this period. And I would definitely recommend that please try and keep them engaged in some kind of constructive activity which they enjoy, because this is the best time. You know, I feel that, see, now we have to accept the situation. So we might as well accept and make the most of it. So what the things that they can actually, you know, learn during this period, let them get involved in that. And I think one thing we have to realize that, especially with the younger children, that we have to get involved with them. So yes, I think that a little bit of extra effort from our side can make a huge difference for them.
Yes, so getting involved with children and talking to them patiently. Like I always say, keep the communication alive with the kids. And this is what Anupma is also suggesting to us. And working with children, every day is a new day, because children never fail to surprise us. They have one or the other thing time and again that they come up with, which is absolutely astounding. Anupma, please tell us, which is the best surprise that kids have given you?
oh my god, you know, my students, they never fail to surprise me, and I really don't think I can choose the best surprise, because each surprise is so special and so amazing. And I think this is the best thing about working with kids. The way they express their love is just unmatched. So be it Teacher's Day, be it my birthday, there is always a grand surprise planned which I can't even think of. Like, you know, example being last year, I remember that it was Teacher's Day, and I mean, just one or two days before that, they were asking me some things like, okay, auntie, which coffee do you like, or, you know, which color do you like? And I didn't just realize that why they were asking, and I just answered it casually. Then I see on Teacher's Day that they have made the coffee exactly the way I like. They have, you know, made a chart paper with my favorite color and written messages on them. So, you know, this is just one example. I mean, they keep surprising me every now and then beautifully with handmade cards, gifts, with their messages, with you know, just their love. I think for me, there is really nothing more pure than the love from children. And yes, so I, as I said, that every surprise from them is special, and I really can't choose one. And even this time, though we were, you know, struggling with the pandemic and we couldn't really meet, and in fact I was missing meeting them on Teacher's Day, they more than made up for it with all the wonderful you know, messages and gifts and videos, and they did a lot of things just to make my day special. And I'm really grateful to God for this love.
That's absolutely amazing. Yes, kids love, the way they express, is beyond imagination. It was lovely talking to you, Anupama, today, and I'm sure you've inspired many parents who are listening to us today.
Thank you. I had a great time talking to you about my journey, motherhood, and so much more.
Yes, thank you so much. And to all the parents, there's no stopping if you make up your mind to do something. So we were talking to Anupama Dalmia in Real Moms, Real Stories in association with the Champa Tree. We will be back in the next episode with another real mom who tells us her real story, which is definitely going to be very inspiring for all the parents. Till then, keep watching the space, keep exploring the podcast that we have to offer, and don't forget to tune to Chimes Radio, India's first kids radio and podcast network. Chimes Radio.